Parshat Lech Lecha begins with the first command to the first Jew. Shem said to Avram, go for yourself from your land, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I'll make of you a great nation, I will bless you, make your name great, you shall be a blessing, etc. I'd like to focus in on the phrase, Lech Lecha, to where, Ela Aretz Asher Areka, to the land that I will show you. It doesn't say, go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Eretz Canaan, but rather, it uses a very elusive phrase, Ela Aretz Asher Areka, to the land that I'll command you. So, the land I will show you, Areka. So Rashi notes in Source 2, God kept him in suspense, and thereby made the destination more beloved in his eyes, and also enabled him to be rewarded for every step he took. And as the Ramban notes in source number 3, Ela Aretz Asher Areka, Hayan Noded V'Holech Migoy El Goy, Abravinu wandered from nation to nation, V'Malacha L'Amacher, Achabal Eretz Canaan, until he came to Eretz Canaan. And then Hashem appeared to him, and he knew this was the land that he needed to be in. When it says, and a little bit further down later pasuk, it says Vayitzu Lelechet Eretz Canaan, that they went toward Eretz Canaan. It's not because he knew that that's where he was supposed to go, but rather this is where his father had originally sent out, and that was the general direction that he went, albeit not knowing exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. And again, as Rashi points out, he did this in order to become beloved in his eyes and to give him reward. To reward him for every step he took. So the question that a lot of the Mefarshim ask, it's articulated in Otsro Sak Torah, but many of the Mefarshim ask the same question. And had he told him where he was going to go, he wouldn't get rewarded for every step of the way. And he brings down the Gemara in Sota, that there was a certain almana who used to go a farther distance to daven every day in a shul. And when Rabbi Yochanan asked her, why do you go a farther distance? She says, I get more reward for the schar halicha, for this, all the steps of the way of going to shul. So here she knows her destination, and she still gets schar halicha. She gets reward for walking. So what do Chazal mean? What does Rashi, quoting Chazal, mean that he gets chara kol psia psia, gets rewarded for every step of the way? So let's begin very briefly talking about that he kept him in suspense. Just one or two ideas on that, and then we'll go into this kol psia psia. Rashi explains near Uziel, also on the first page on the left-hand side, that Hashem deliberately kept Avram in the dark in order to heighten his sense of anticipation. We gift wrap presents for the same reason. Not knowing what the package contains increases the recipient's excitement and intensifies his joy. God wanted to whet Avram's appetite before granting him an Eretz Yisrael. And source 6, Ravulbi points out that the Saba of Kel, before he used to write a mimer, he would have a hakdama. I was thinking, should I write this? It's difficult for me to write this. All of this is also that when the person reads it, they're like, wow, I can't wait to see what he finally decided to write. Right? It builds up the momentum. You say, I don't know whether I should tell you this or not. When you say that to somebody, they're like, oh, God, tell me. Right? Again, it's building up the momentum. And as the Nesivos Chaim, Rav Matlin, points out in source number 8, that had he known where he was going, all the while he didn't get there, he'd feel bad, oh, I can't believe I'm not there yet. And it would be like a burden on him, oh, when am I going to get there? Now that he doesn't know where to go, it's like, again, that momentum is building, so that when he finally gets there, oh, I made it. And there's an excitement, and not this momentum that's building. Again, the question we have to ask ourselves, I understand there's certain momentum about knowing, there's certain surprise element created. Let's focus in, not so much on that phrase in Rashi, but rather the phrase, to be mekabel schar kol psia psia, to get reward for every step of the way. And there are many, many different approaches among the Mefarshim, what this is about. Just tell him where he goes, and you also get a reward. And just to get a sense of this, the Bat Kodesh, Rav Pravosky, points out that we know that when a person, let's say a little kid, gets a boo-boo, right? They scrape their knee. So they come running to the mother and they're crying hysterically, and the mother takes a look at it and says, "Ugh, don't worry about it. It will go away soon." Why is a crying child crying so hysterically? Because in the child's mind, they're going to have this boo-boo, like, you know, for me, I assume, shut up. They don't have perspective. The mother looks at it and says, "Oh my gosh, this is not such a big deal to be crying over." When something doesn't seem to have an end in sight, then we make a big deal about it. It seems like a tremendous burden. Bevadai, in the asterisk, kishayin, cross for me, la davar kitzva, when there is no end to something, yigdal hakol shishivatayim, then it becomes much more intense, when you don't know. Shein yadu sofo shel galutza, you don't know when this is going to end. And that's the idea, shekibel schar kol dibur v'dibur. Not knowing when this is going to end intensified the nisayon, made the challenge so much greater, and therefore he gets so much greater reward. Had he known where he was going, so it would take away some of that angst of how long is the trip, when are we going to get there, you ever been in a car with kids, are we there yet, you haven't even turned the engine on, yeah? So this, like, unknowing was what gave him the reward of psio psio on every step of the way. Having said that, I'd like to try to take a look at this, and what we're going to see today is absolutely gewaltic. It's beyond. I feel that way every week. I'm particularly excited about today's year, and we'll, I think we'll see why without even me having to say anything. But I don't want to jump the gun. There we go. The element of surprise is a beautiful element. Slowly, slowly, build a building. I'd like to take a look at this as Avraham Avinu on a personal level, that we see two aspects of what we can learn for Schara Kol Psio Psia, the reward for every step of the way. Then let's step back and look at Avraham Avinu as the Ava Uma, of Maisa Avosim Labonim, how Avraham Avinu here is not acting as an individual, but rather acting as the Ava Uma, the father of all nations, of the nation of Klal Yisrael. And how Avraham Avinu, as the father of the nation of Klal Yisrael, is setting up for us a paradigm, and we'll see that in Mirtz Hashem on two levels. Let's take a look at Avraham Avinu as an individual. What was the idea of Schara Kol Psio Psia? So the Bat Kodesh from Pravatsky in source number 11 points out. He says, She'ilu ha'yakadosh baruch hu omer lo she'ilech la'aretz Yisrael lo hayta mitzvah kim la'gi'a la'aretz. Had Hashem said to him, go to this land. So the mitzvah would be to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'atzura she'gi'a la'aretz ha'idei ha'licha hirach hechsher. V'en lo schara ke'osek mitzvah mamash. And the walking would just be a hechsher, a preparation, would just be part of enabling him to do the mitzvah. But it's not the mitzvah itself. Akevan shelo nemra lo matarat halichato, but when he wasn't told where the goal is, imkein nefta halicha atzma, ve'etzem, therefore the walking itself becomes the mitzvah, and therefore he gets rewarded, al kol tzad v'shal, for every step of the way. The Nesivos Chaim quotes this, and he says, when you have the Shalichayna Ela Hachana L'Kiyum Mitzvah Zu V'Hainu Hechsher Mitzvah, if he's told where he's going, then it's just a preparation of the mitzvah. Aval Achshav Shelo Higid Lo Barur Sheratzak Rish Baruch Hu She'etzem Ha'alichatei HaMitzvah. So if you know you're going to Eretz Yisrael, if you know you're going to the Beis Medrash, so walking there is a preparation for the mitzvah. So you get rewarded on the level of Hechsher mitzvah, preparation of the mitzvah, but it's not the same level of reward as the mitzvah itself. But if he doesn't know where he's going, so then what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is go el aretz asher areka, to the land that I tell you, which means I'll call psia psia every footstep that you're going because this is where I told you. You don't know where you're going. You're going because this is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is to go to where I tell you. So I tell you, go right, that's the mitzvah. So it's a higher level of mitzvah called psio psi on every step because he doesn't know where he's going, and the walking itself becomes a mitzvah, not a preparation of the mitzvah. Indeed, my friends, before going on, it's imperative to us to understand the implications here. Okay, I grant you, by Avraham Avinu, Hashem wanted to make it the land more beloved in his eyes. Perhaps you can learn Rashi, because it doesn't say Dover Acher, as the mitzvah should be more beloved in his eyes, his relationship with Hashem should be more beloved in his eyes, that Hashem granted him a tzchus that every step of the way, he gets a higher level of mitzvah. But in no way should we take away the fact that there is a concept that's called a hechsher mitzvah, the preparation of a mitzvah, the footsteps to do a mitzvah, we also get rewarded. we find here in Source 13a, he tells of a Rav, Shayam Arbeb Ibsiol Liknot, Velachim Sarche Shabbos. He would have a lot of footsteps to go to different stores to prepare for Shabbos. That you see here, Shigam Mitzvah, Shayeskar Psios, Velav Davka Bochet Beit Meir Knesset. It's not just going to shul, it's doing any mitzvah. You get reward for the energy you invest. So if you have to park your car a little bit further away and you're complaining, oh my gosh, I couldn't find a parking place closer for my Shabbos shopping. So then instead of complaining, you say, wow, now I'm able to walk a little bit further and I get a greater schar, a greater reward. This idea of reward for the walking itself. The idea that, and this is like a perhaps a foreign concept to us, you know, we think, okay, I did a mitzvah, I get a reward, but if I walk toward a mitzvah, and it's just an action of walking for that, you get a reward, and the answer is yitaka, yes, and not any reward. There's a gevaldic idea, this is source 14, that the Osir HaChaim brings down, where he says, Amar Chavit Chaim Chiddush Nifla, Afilu Al Chatzi Psiya Shel Se Adam L'Tzarech Mitzvah, Yikabel Schar Lasid Lavo. Even a half a footstep that a person does toward doing a mitzvah, you get tremendous reward in the future. And the proof of this is a very famous Chazal. Chazal talk about how, without getting into the details, the sun was stopped for a number of hours in times of Chizkiah. And the king of Bavel woke up late, and he was very upset. Why did he wake up late? And they said, you know, it's because of the king of Israel, Chizkiah HaMelech, that Hashem did a miracle for him. It's not us who woke you up late. The whole, you know, solar system is messed up. So this king, Maradach Baladan ben Baladan, said, there's a king like this, and I didn't know about him. Let's send him a letter to say hello. So the scribe wrote down the letter, Shalom l'melech Chizkiah. They addressed the letter, you know, peace to the king Chizkiah, peace to the city of Shalayim, peace to the God of Israel, the great God. So Nebuchadnezzar, famous person who destroyed the base of Mikdash, ruled over the world, was a scribe of Baladan at that time, and he was on a lunch break. When he came back from lunch, he asked, were any letters written? And they told him, yeah, this letter was written. He said, how was it written? They told him. They said, you called him the great God and you put him third? So they said, well, if you want to change the letter, you know, it's already been sent, so to speak. So Nebuchadnezzar ran three psiot. He leaped three, footsteps, so to speak, in order to stop the man from sending off this letter. And Hashem said, the reward for walking, for taking these three steps for my honor, you will have three great kings who are going to rule after you from one end of the world to the other, or including you there, Nebuchadnezzar, Avil Maradach, and Belshazzar. According to some people, he ran three and a half psiot, and that included Vashti, who ruled also for a short while over the entire world. It's interesting, the Mikra Kodesh Rav Yudid brings down from the Maharsha, that in the schus of those three steps that he took in order to retrieve the letter, he had the schus of ruling over the world and destroying the base of Mikdash. Hence, when we finish Shemona Esrei, we take three steps back, and then we say the Hiratzon Chibana Beis HaMikdash Mimhei Rabbi Yameinu. The three steps back, and that tefillah, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, is as if we want to undo the three steps forward that Nebuchadnezzar took. He took three steps forward and was rewarded with destroying the Beis HaMikdash. We want to try to undo that. We take three steps back to almost undo his three steps forward, and we daven that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. This is the power of what a footstep is. This is the power of taking, of the act of movement is so rewarded. And he says here, Kamechizuk yesh b'maymer zeh, afilu in source 16, chatzi psiyem mekabel adam schar l'mala, even a half a footstep, you see the reward, Vashti. Hinei mayinu mechtivim zot latzmenu, if we were really to take this message in and internalize it. Eze simcha v'ishtokekut haita lanu beit shayinu ochilu beit haknesel beit hamedrash. How happy would be when we would go to a shul or beit hamedrash. Lu yitzuyar shaya adam omei bepetach beit hamedrash. Can you imagine if you stood, someone was standing at the front of the beit hamedrash handing out bills. Oh, let's see. You know, it took you 50 footsteps. I'm going to give you $50,000. Each one of these would remind you of how much the Schar Mitzvah is of doing Avodas Hashem. So, like, we don't think about it this way. We don't realize that every aspect of doing something, even though this is a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's preparing us to learn. Al Achos Kama V'Kama, by here, by Avram Avinu, it's a mitzvah itself. The walking is a mitzvah itself. How much reward there is. And that brings us to the famous idea Rabbi Tatz brings down in World's Mask. We have a general principle of Schar Mitzvah B'Hayim Aleka. There's no reward for mitzvah in this world. Mitzvahs are performed here, but the reward is reserved for the next world. And the answer, why is this so, is very simple. Almost all the mitzvahs consist of physical actions. Only very few are performed by thought or attitude alone. This means that the mitzvahs function by performance of physical action, which activate effects in the spiritual realm. The action takes place here. The result occurs there. There's no reward here because reward for a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. The reward consists of the effect brought about by the mitzvah, which is experienced by the neshama in the next world. The change, the growth, which takes place in the neshama of the person who performs that mitzvah, is the reward itself. Bonding between this world and the next effect of a mitzvah. So the body performs the mitzvah, the neshama experiences the result. And since the world is domain of the body, and the next is domain of the neshama, a bridge is formed between them. When I understand this, I now understand why kavana, intent, is so critical in doing a mitzvah. Because if indeed the reward is found in the next world, so we need to have a medium that's going to move the mitzvah from the physical down here into a higher realm. So sitting in the sukkah is a very physical mitzvah. I'm sitting in the sukkah. When I have kavana of sitting in the sukkah, then I'm doing the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah as Hashem commanded me. I've taken that physical act and I've elevated it to a spiritual act. When I give stucco, which is a physical act of putting money into a person's hand or into a stucco box, it's a very physical mitzvah. When I have in mind that I am doing the mitzvah of Hashem, a pasoach tiftach et yatcha, and I open up my hand and I give to those who are in need, that mindset, and to the extent of that mindset, it elevates that physical act into a spiritual one. The rule in 19 in the arrow is the spiritual world is that all the things must be paid in kind. A purely physical action can have only physical results. An action propelled into transcendence by that component of the human, which is in fact transcendent, the mind, can live in a higher world, and that's why kavanah is so important by mitzvahs. Obviously, he notes here that the Holy One, blessed be He, does not withhold the reward of any creature, according to Hilchos Yesharim, and obviously a person gets paid for whatever act they do, but to really be able to get the reward that is deserved, one needs to move it from the physical into the spiritual. With this in mind, my friends, we can appreciate why Nebuchadnezzar got rewarded in this world to such a great degree that he and generations after him ruled over the entire world. And that's very simple. He says, by definition, in Source 21, one who has no interest in investing in a world other than this, such a person lives here and only here. This world and all that it offers is such a person's entire investment. And we have learned that one lives only where one builds life. If an individual does not build a transcendent dimension by investing his life in transcendence, and that dimension does not exist, that person's mitzvot cannot be more than mere physical actions in the physical dimension. Or to put it more plainly, how can reward be paid to an individual in a world in which he does not exist? Of course, mitzvot have endless potential, but I must perform with that in mind. And that's why when a person exchanges infinity for the finite, all of that person's expression and action must be finite. No reward can be paid in the higher world. He's simply not there. And therefore, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back the Rishayim in this world, because in their mind, they don't live in any other dimension. But, my friends, let's see the upshot of this for our lives, of idea number 1A, and that is, if Nebuchadnezzar, who took those three steps in the honor of God to retrieve the letter, to rewrite it, to put God's name first, you know, peace to the God of Israel, and then peace to the king and peace to the city, if for that three steps, in order to you know, bring God's glory to the world. He gets such a gewaltig reward. Can you but imagine the reward, the eternal reward that we get for every single mitzvah that we do? And that is why when we have, the more toil we have, right, lufum sara agra, the more challenging it is, the more difficult it is. Right, a person does tumchei Shabbos, and they have to climb up all of these stairs, and why does this person have an elevator, and this box is so heavy? Or there's no parking, and I have to, you know, go around a few times till I find parking by this person's house. When the more you exert yourself, and the more effort you have to spend, the greater is the reward. We have to be able to have our perspective in order. So instead of kvetching and complaining, we should be dancing. Wow! What an opportunity! More footsteps, more sweat, more reward, more connection. How fortunate. So this is idea number one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give him the mitzvah of the Hechsher mitzvah. He wanted to give him the ultimate, which is making it a mitzvah itself. El Aretz Asher Areka. He had to show him every step of the way. The second approach, if we look at it as Avraham Avinu as an individual, is not so much focused on El Aretz Asher Areka, to the land you're going, that's where he's getting all the reward, which was the first level. It's more also on the Lech Lecha, on the going itself. Vayavida Bamikra points out the following. He says, Shekra mitzvah Lech Laretz Yisrael, L'atzivui hi latzei meres malotot, L'fichach lo amar lo betchila la'an lelech, V'zeo shamru chazal l'itein lo schar kol dibur b'dibur, Dehein bet mitzvah nifrado. There are two mitzvahs here. One is Lech Lecha, leave your land, and one is to go to the land I tell you. What does this mean? So Rav Mordechai Ezrachi Shlita Birkas Mordechai points out the following. He says, ask your question in the arrow. V'zepela, madur kopsia gerefet achara matam tzchar, rakishein ha'aris, you do amarosh. Why is it, if you don't know where you're going, you get so much reward? And he says that when it says, al kol dibur v'dibur, on every single, you know, speech, which you would assume that Rashi is speaking about, that Hashem is telling him at each stage of the way where to go and get reward for every footstep. So he's understanding when the Medrash says, I'll call Dibur V'Dibur, not the Dibur of Hashem telling him where to go, but the Dibur of Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Me'moladetcha, Me'beit Avicha. That each one of these, the act of walking itself, is moving away from where he was. There are two things going on here. One is walking to a land he doesn't know. The second is, by every footstep of walking, he is not only walking toward, he's also walking away. And he's getting reward for the walking away, for the kol dibur v'dibur, for walking away from every aspect that Hashem told him to distance from. In fact, in the asterisk in 23, the Targum Yonatan translates each word of Lech Lecha in a different way. Yisro lach ma'aricha. Walk, leave. Yisro, leave your land. Et pirash, separate from where you grew up. Folk, leave out, take out from your father's house. Mikana korcha shaltapnia shalechlecha mitpatzel lekama mashmiot. Lechlecha has many different, it's divided into many different meanings. Lufi or omeka kavanah betemli ichakul suta, and how he's going to look at it. So therefore, ilu in the arrow, haita mitgaleha matarashi aritzamuftachat. Had he just told them to go to the land that he promised him, the end of 24, his whole focus would be, let me go to the land. And he wouldn't be focusing in on moving away from where he came from. By saying to him, I'm not telling you where to go, because I don't want your focus to be on your destination. Your whole focus is, okay, what's the best route? How do I get there? Let me take out Waze. Let me take out, you know, make sure that there's good satellite connection and I find the shortest route. His whole focus would be getting there. Hashem said, that's not the focus. The focus is, I want you to go to the land that I'm going to show you. But on your way to that land, I want you to be involved in a process of purification. I want you to be in a process, 24, in the first asterisk, HaKiyum Din She'el Lech Lecha HiBalicha Atzma. I want the walking itself to be part of the process. Mishum Zewi Karatzivui LaLecha LiNatek LiFrosh VeLiChaleitz. Because the walking itself is removing from in you, from you, all the negative influences. And that is why, Kavanah 25, the Lech Lecha hi matara l'atzma. Lech Lecha is a goal in itself. Amal ma'amatz ha'mufneit li'natkut, li'shtacharut v'li'chatzlut, to be able to extricate himself from where he went to. Once he's worked on that, then every footstep now has a double meaning. The footstep is about removing himself from his father's house, and his footstep is about moving closer to the journey where Hashem has in mind. While on the first level, it's focusing on where he's going. On this level, to get reward, I'll call psio, psio, for every step of the way, I'll call deeper of a deeper. Every time Hashem is speaking to him, it's about separating from the influences that he was in. And that's why the Yom Moshe 27, V'lachem b'chol psia, mi beito, mi malato, marriage, so every step away from his home, away from his birthplace, away from his father's house, kayam b'za Abraham richuk makom ruchani mehem, he's distancing himself from them. Ba'ofen shechizek atzmo, and every moment that he's distancing himself, he's strengthening himself. Ba'malcho b'chayim, in his way of life, u'be'munato, and in his faith, because really, when you go somewhere, it's not just the going, it's also where you're leaving behind. And there is a reward here, which is the Chiddush on this second 1B level. The Chiddush is that he's not only rewarded for going to Eretz Yisrael, he's rewarded for the challenge that he has on every footstep, not just for listening to Hashem, leave your father's house, but he's rewarded for every footstep he takes of leaving his father's house. That's the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah of leaving his father's house, that lech lecha, is the I'll call psio psia, every step of the way. Okay, my friends, that is level number one of looking at it as Avraham Avinu as the individual. Avraham Avinu as the individual is rewarded for the mitzvah itself, not only the Hechsher mitzvah, and how much we have to appreciate all the effort that we put in, how much great reward we get. The second level, every step of moving away from where he came from is a mitzvah. Every step of removing himself from his negative environment is rewarded. And that is why he's not told where to go, so his focus won't only be of where he's going, but his focus will also be where he came from. Now let's take a look, my friends, on a whole different level. And that's the beauty of learning Chumash, and that is the imperative in learning about the Avos HaKadoshim. We can't just learn it on the level of Avraham Avinu as Avraham, as an individual, but he's Avraham Avinu, Avraham our father, Avraham our who's setting the path for all of us and for all of Jewish history. So I'd like to try to take a look at this on two levels as well. We'll begin with Siftei Dat, which is a compilation of ideas from Mesas Emes. Here he quotes an idea of Mesas Emes from Yer Tuf Reish Lamed Beis Dibur Matzil Berashi 28. Ita b'Medrash v'lamel lo ligad lo miyad kedei l'chavava b'nav l'tein l'oschar kol p'tiyo p'tiyo. As Fasemet Mevayr, quoting Rashi, and then he explains. Mesas Emes explains that Te'inya Mederach Nosefet v'pipshat. Avraham Avinu made a talin chol in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is about now to enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael and to acquire it, to make it ours, right? He's told, walk through the land, kumi talech ba'aretz lo'kar l'rachba, kilchan etatia uzarecha, I'm going to give it to you and to your children, walk the land, he's going to acquire it now. Kol kula shel Eretz Yisrael, the whole aspect of Eretz Yisrael, v'chol hafshirut shel nechilat ma'ala, the Kedusha of the Kirvas Elokim, and the ability to have this holy land, Tluya is totally dependent, Bevitul Hatzmayut Varatzon Haishi, in nullifying oneself. We spoke about this a while ago. We talked about the miraglim. What was the sin of the miraglim? They had gaiva. They had a sense of self. The Sifas Shalom, that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Knat, Eretz HaNichnoim. It's the land of those who humble themselves. To the extent that a person can be mevatel themselves, can humble themselves, and not focus on their desires and their wishes, then you have a greater portion in the land of Israel. Lech lecha ma'artzacha peirush, and the arrow peirusho li natek, to remove yourself ma'aritzonos hatzmiot, from your wills. Eretz malashon ratzon. Eretz comes from the language of desire. Ve'artziut ve'chefetz ishi, something earthly, personal desire. The kriyat avravinu is li d'alemina taiva, double underline hanoshit. I want you to go somewhere, but I'm not going to tell you where I want you to go. Why? Because if I would tell you where I want you to go, then you are in the equation. Oh, I like it, I don't like it. It's comfortable, it's not comfortable. You begin to become part of the equation. When you don't know where you're going, and all you're doing is the will of God, so you've been mevatel yourself, you've completely nullified yourself for the will of God, and that very nullification is what enabled Avraham Avinu to be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. It's as if the beginning of entering Eretz Yisrael has to be predicated on what the land is about. It's about doing the will of God, whether it makes sense to you or it doesn't make sense to you. The whole idea of Eretz Yisrael is a land of bittul. It's a land of nullification. It's a land where the ruts on the will of God reigns supreme. And therefore, in order for this Avraham Avinu to be able to begin the process of acquiring the land, first and foremost, he has to step outside of himself. Lech lecha ma'artzecha, leave your ritzonos, leave your desires, leave your artzios, leave your physicality to be able to acquire the land. You know, just add here parenthetically, people who make aliyah have to understand this. They look at the world in such a physical way that they forget the spiritual components. So, you know, Israel is known, right, for bureaucracy. Right? There's so many jokes about it where, you know, people will go and have every form but one form, and they make you go back and get that form, and no, that's not the right form, and you're spending hours. So you're right, you could look at it as bureaucracy, or you could look at it as this is the way I humble myself to realize I'm not in control. And not to get stuck with this bureaucratic system, but recognize that this is a much larger system. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu knocking on your shoulder saying, if you want to live here, I have to tell you right now that things are not going to be the way you think things should be, the way you would run things. This is the way I'm running things. And I'm just reminding you that in different little ways in this world. And that is why Rav Pinkus describes so beautifully in his Tiferet Shimshon in 29, the Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Ha'avos hein hein merkava. The Avos are referred to as the chariot of God. And that's a very nekuda here. If a king is riding on a chariot, and you say to the chariot, chariot, where are you going? Right? You'd say on the chariot to talk. So the chariot would say, wherever the king tells me, I'm going, that's where I'm going. Go right, go right. Go left, go left. It's irrelevant to me what the destination is, because it's not about me. It's about the king. It's wherever the king wants to go. That's where I'm going to go. When the Avos are the Merkava, the chariot of God, it's not about what they want to do or what's good for them. It's about whatever is Ritzon Hashem. Hashem, you want me to go here, I'll go here. You want me to go there, I'll go there. You want me to go to both places at the same time, whatever you want, I'm ready to do. And that is the godless of the Avos, and that's the godless of Avraham Avinu not having any set destination, because there can't be a destination when your whole focus is Ritzon Hashem. Your destination is wherever Hashem wants you to go. And indeed, we know at this level that this is true notes of Sifte Dad in all areas of Ruchnius. He says in the middle of 28, Beruchnius haKabbalah Tliya Bazivas haRatzon Hatzmi uBemidas haLech Lecha Ma'artzecha. Beruchnius Ein Matana Mugbelet haMuchlata. In the physical world, you have a gift that's for the here and now. In spiritual terms, you can't have a defined gift. It's endless. It's coming from above. It's not something that can be brought down into the finite world. Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you the gift of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just the gift of Eretz Yisrael. It's a gift of Eretz Yisrael for generations. Ruchnias, spiritual things, are not defined in the here and now. And hence, El Ha'artha Shereka, to land that I show you. And the Lekach HaLibur picking up on this idea in source number 30, says this is a binyanav for life, that a person needs to know that when they are serving Hashem, it's always El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. The goals are always the ones that Hashem shows us. I can never say, well, I've reached my goal. I can sit back and have a martini on the beach. You know, I've done what I've done. Hashem will always show you that you're Aholech, Lech Lecha, V'chol Mashadam Masig, and he died in 30, Yishamina Asher Eka Chadash. Whatever you've acquired, Hashem will now show you, you can acquire even greater spirituality and go higher and higher. And a person always has to be a mevakesh, one who seeks out and searches for that higher and higher level. Avraham Avinu is an individual, two ideas, toward the land, away from where he came from. Avraham Avinu as the Ava Uma, as the father of the nation, 2A is establishing Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has to be the attitude of it's not about me, it's whatever you want, God. I am in the Merkava. In spirituality, it's not about being confined, it's about just moving upward and onward and further in the ways Hashem shows us. Then, and this is where I want to focus now, there is the aspect of Avraham Avinu who's teaching us a model of what it means to be a Jew. And that this phrase of Lech Lecha Ma'artzecha El Ha'aretz Ashereka, to the land that I am showing you, is mamish, again, the first command, first puzzle, is mamish the paradigm of how Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to each and every one of us. Let's take this slowly. We'll begin with an idea from the Sefer Mitzameach Siyam. And he says, 31 asterisks. Kasher Avraham Avinu mitkarev el Kedusha, when Avraham Avinu is coming close to this land of holiness, lo haya lefanav derech sulat v'kedusha. It wasn't clearly laid out in front of him. Elohu b'atzmo yatzirich litzlol darko. He had to create his own path. As our rabbi said, he didn't have a rebbe to teach him, he didn't have parents to teach him, everyone around him was worth serving idols. V'Avraham Avinu b'atzmo yakei limsoa emes v'lakir b'lakutoi parach. He had to work himself very hard to recognize Hashem. Velozo bilvad shelo haya derech slula lefanav. And even the path that he's taking to go to Eretz Yisrael, the land Hashem has ordained for him, lo haya derech slula lefanav. It wasn't a clear path. Go to Eretz Yisrael. El afilu double underline yad v'gvul lehechem sarich lagia lo haya lo. He even knew where he was going. Everything about this was shrouded in mystery. He had to work hard in the darkness, not knowing where he was going. With a lack of clarity, to find the place that Hashem wants them to go. And this is the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu did this, because that's how El Avodato he lasot at Eretz Yisrael. That's how you make Eretz Yisrael. That's how you make a relationship with Hashem. It's about working hard to create your own path. And he says in 33, you know what the Asar and Isyonos were about, the 10 trials? It wasn't, so to speak, of, we're all tested. But the problem with the tests are, Shikar Nisyono, in the bracket in 33, when you've lost your clarity, when you don't think straight, and you don't understand how to go, and then you have to create your own path. That's what's challenging. That's what's difficult. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Avraham Avinu and to show each and every one of us. That it's dafka aidei I behirud ubilti yediya v'asaga, when it's not knowing where to go, and it's trying to be able to find what the directive of Hashem is, to connect to the will of Hashem when all around us seems dark. That is what the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu is founded upon. And that's the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem's eyes are upon it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year to be able to tap into that connection. What does this mean? How does this manifest itself? Because to a certain degree, this is something we all experience, right? We all go through life with a lack of clarity. What does it mean to be able to find clarity in a world of lack of clarity, that Hashem didn't show him the way, he had to find the way, and that's something we all have to do. We have to find the way. Well, how do we find the way? What is this all about? So I like to share, and although I cut and pasted 2.25 pages, 2.5 pages of this, this was a 6-page minor, and I'll just preface this by saying I began preparing this year. I usually prepare on Friday night after the Sutta to begin to see what topic I'll work on. So I was looking at this Shabbos Parsha Breishit. I always tell my kids, never ask me what Parsha is, because I'm always on a different Parsha than the world is. So Shabbos Parsha Breishit happened to be my birthday that Shabbos. And I'm looking through different Sforim, and I came across the Shili Pinchas in Hebrew. And I felt like it was a birthday present from Hashem. I said, this is it. This is the greatest gift I could get on my birthday, and it's the greatest gift I could give others in the schuss of my birthday. This piece is outstanding. Shmuel Pinchas is an email that people can get, and so I emailed the people, because this year 5772 was before I was getting the emails, and I didn't have the English, and I asked, could I please have a copy of the English? And he wrote back saying, this is one of the most classic pieces to remember each and every person every day of their life. So I felt like, wow. Like, you know, it's not only me. He agrees, too, that this is like, wow, what a piece. Okay, my friends, you see? Kedei l'chavva b'aynav. We're applying this as well. So now you whet your appetite. What is this piece? So again, we're looking at snippets of it, but hopefully it will get a sense. He brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that these psukim apply to every neshama that descends from the heavenly realm of the world of the neshama to this world to clothe itself in a physical body, and he learns out the psukim of how you get this. That's not so interesting for me right now. Hashem's statement to Abraham is elucidated as Hashem's directive to the neshama. This neshama that is to act as a father figure to educate the physical body. Hashem instructs the neshama to leave its heavenly abode and to enter a particular body. When the Torah states that Avram went, this refers to the journey of the neshama from its place on high to its designated body. The neshama follows Hashem's instructions, just as Avram did, entering the body that was commanded to guide and teach. Now, let us address Hashem's statement to Avram and to all the neshamas that come into this world. Ela aretz ashereka, to the land that I will show you. Moreover, what was Hashem's reason for not revealing the ultimate definition on the outset? Even had Hashem revealed the land to Avram, he still would have deserved to reward it for each and every step. What was it that he did not mention the destination? Moving to the next page, 37. With the help of the one who imparts knowledge to mankind, my heart stirred me with a wonderful idea. Hashem's instruction to the land that I will show you, listen closely, my friends, contains a valuable message concerning the way to properly serve Hashem. It is worthwhile for every Jew to review this message over and over again throughout their life. If we examine man's lifelong journey in this world, from the moment of his birth, with his very first breath, until his neshama departs from his body, we find the entire journey is shrouded in mystery. No human being, the arrow, has a clue what is in store for him in this world. Will his journey be smooth and straightforward? Will it be complicated, full of obstacles? Will the course be steady and even keel, or full of ups and downs? A human being is incapable of solving this great mystery from the very onset, where he'll be required to spend his life. What ordeals and experiences will he have to endure? What mission has Hashem given to him to fulfill in his lifetime? You know, my friends, you ever do this by taking out an old album, a wedding album, or another album, and you look back 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, and you look at the people on the album and you say, whoa, look what happened to this person over the last 20 years. And this person, who would have believed that he would have gotten this and that, or that this one died, or this one got remarried, or this one had this, like, you don't know, right? It's like when you look back, you say, wow, we live with so much mystery. We live with so much we don't know. Like, I can't believe this person went through. Or look at your own life. I can't believe you went through. Yet it's essential for all Torah observant Jews to remember that the key to unraveling these mysteries, squiggly and uncertainties in 37 was already revealed by Hashem to Avraham Avinu, the first Jew in the world. Behold, what was Hashem's first revelation? Ela Aretz Asher Areka, the asterisk, second asterisk of 37. To the land I will show you are the key. In other words, do not imagine I reveal to you from the very beginning where you're destined to go and what challenges you will have to overcome. These matters are concealed and only known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless, there's a promise from Hashem to the land I will show you. The bracket. I will not abandon you in this journey. For on your own you'll be unable to navigate your proper path in life. You will surely stray like a lost sheep, not knowing whether to turn right or left. Rest assured that I will be with you every step of the way throughout life's journey, guiding you in the right direction, helping you overcome all the obstacles in your way until you arrive at the correct destination, the destination and purpose for which you came down into this world. Rabosai, he goes on to say, that just like by Mamon Har Sinai, it was a kol gadol lo yasaf, it was a great voice that did not stop, and we almost hear the voice of Har Sinai every day, we need to hear echoed as well this first command, Ela Aretz Asher Areka, that Hashem is going to show you the way where you're going in life. Hashem is not leaving you to your own. He makes you struggle, He makes you search, He makes you ask, He makes you walk in the darkness, in order to discover Him. Whenever a Jew is uncertain to which path to take, which course of studies to pursue, or which business activity to get involved in, 38b, he must tune in his spiritual hearing to receive Hashem's supernatural voice calling out to Abraham. Whenever you arrive at crossroads in life, I will direct you along the correct path and show you how to reach the destination where you are meant to fulfill your earthly mission. This is similar to when Hagar, right, was this desperate situation, Yishmael is about to die from thirst, it says, Vayivkash Elokim et Einecha. Hashem opened up Hagar's eyes and illuminated her eyes. She was able to fill up the flask and gave her son to drink. Rabbi Yemin states that all people are considered to be blind until Hashem illuminates her eyes. The longest journey man may seek water or any other of his needs. It is essential that he always remembers Hashem's promise, Ela Aretz Asher Areka. This will ensure that Hashem will open his eyes and guide him to his intended destination in this world. Hashem wants us to go through the process like Avraham Avinu did of searching, of looking, and most of all, to turning to Hashem for direction, for answers. Sadly, though, this is precisely the problem. Due to our countless sins, an iron curtain has been created separating us from God. The prophet describes this situation as follows. Rather, your transgressions separate between you and your God. So you're sitting there saying, wow, you know, won't that be so easy? I don't know whether to send my child to school X or to school Y. I don't know whether I should do business A or B. Okay, God, illuminate me. And I turn around and I don't get any flash of lightning from heaven. And the answer is because we're so distant from God. The answer is because we've created such a barrier that we're presumably blind and we do not merit having Hashem open our eyes. To remedy this unfortunate situation, we must reestablish our relationship with Hashem by, one, performing wholehearted, complete tshuva to be able to narrow this gap further. It allows us to pray to Hashem to open our eyes and guide us along the proper path. And that's what we have to daven for. We have to daven, Hashem, I'm so separate from you. Hareini Hashem Darkecho, Necheini Baruch Mishur. Lead me in the right way. On a practical note, he offers, how can we sensitize ourselves to be able to turn to Hashem for what we need and be able to create this connection, this bond, that indeed we will feel that Hashem is there, giving us the right inspiration, giving us the right people. Mam is showing us so clearly in front of us what the right choices are. So one approach that he takes to try to make it a little bit more concrete, that Ela Aretz Asher Areka is something that's happening to you and me. He quotes here an interesting idea, the last page 41 from the Shlach Kadosh, where the Torah in Bamidbar Perek Tet, in Parshas Baloscha, talks about the Bnei Israel journeyed in the camp and encamped in accordance with Hashem's command. And then it says they encamped and journeyed in accordance with Hashem's command. Well, which one is it? Did they journey and encamp in accordance to Hashem's command, or did they first encamp and then journey? Shlach Kadosh derives from these psukim that one should have Hashem in mind, bracket 41, and request his assistance with all on one's endeavors. As one embarks on a journey, he should say, I'm going with God's help, and I plan to rest in a particular place if it's Hashem's will. Upon arriving at one's destination, he should think, thank and praise Hashem by stating, with God's help I arrived here, and I plan to return at a certain time with Hashem's help if it pleases him. Following this wonderful advice and having Hashem in mind as we begin and conclude every activity, it's not only going somewhere, it's doing something. Right? With Hashem's help, I'm going out to work this morning or doing a certain project, and with Hashem's help, I'll be successful in this project. I mamish bring Hashem into every aspect of my life. In accordance with the big dictum, Alpi Hashem Yisov, Alpi Hashem Yachanu. It's a fantastic way, double underline, to connect with Hashem and to remind Hashem, as it were, of His promise. And Hashem is preparing to descend to this world. I will guide you and open your eyes to find the correct path in life. Whatever we do, we're doing because Hashem should help us get here. Hashem should lead me on the right way. I'm saying to Hashem, I'm bringing you into this equation. And I'm just asking you to fulfill your promise. I'm doing this because I want you to be with me. And if it pleases you. So I need you to be partner with me in showing me if this is successful or not. If we take a moment to consider the matter, it is clear that the source of man's connection with Hashem, the conduit of life, hinges on man's awareness that his livelihood and success depends solely on Hashem. For the moment that a person believes that he is responsible and deserves credit for his own success, he is no longer requires this intimate connection with Hashem and becomes detached from the conduit of life. This is where it's at, my friend. How do we connect with Hashem? By recognizing that every aspect of our lives is dependent on Hashem. The moment that we take credit for something, we've severed that connection. And then it's very difficult for Hashem to respond to us with the closeness because we've become so distant from Him, thinking we can do it on our own. When I verbalize, and my mindset is, every step of the way I'm doing this with Hashem's help, and that without it I will not be successful, with Shatta Deshmaya, Bezrat Hashem, and Mirat Hashem, when I use this language, every step of my way, wherever I go, wherever I come back, I bring Hashem into my life. It quotes here in 44, the Chasam Sofer, in 45, that this is Mamash Shabracha. It's something to think about, maybe pay more attention to. We say Bar Nefeshos after we have any food that's not bread or not of the seven species, right? Or if Mizonos, we say Bar Nefeshos Rabo V'Chesronan, Hashem created many souls, V'Chesronan, and their deficiencies. And we end, Baruch Elamim. The idea of the Chesronan is the crucial idea of this prayer, that Hashem not only created many people, He created people with deficiencies. Why is that something we should praise Hashem for? Because the deliberate creation of deficiencies is the most significant of the two matters. More significant, for due to these deficiencies, we'll merit having a relationship with Hashem, both in this world and in the world to come. Thank you, Hashem, the Chesronan, for making me lack. Because when I lack, I have to turn to you. When I turn to you, I realize I can't do without you. Baruch Elamin, this is going to be Olamin. This is going to be a relationship in this world and the next world. This is where it's at. It's living with that consciousness at all times. And that's why, had he provided information at the onset of where he was going, I would not have needed to remain connected to Hashem with each and every step in order to assure he was headed in the right direction. Had Hashem said to him, go to Eretz Yisrael, Avraham would say, okay, God, I'll see you when I get there. Au revoir, nice knowing you. But by not telling him where to go, Avraham Avinu had to turn to Hashem every step of the way. It's like looking at ways in an area you're totally not familiar with. You're watching that map so closely. You're connected to Hashem at every moment. It's a wonderful thing to put on your, if you have one of those screens in your car, Hashem Yisuv, Hashem Yachanu, that, you know, it's not the ways that are getting me anywhere, it's the way. With the ultimate way, the capital W. It's a good reminder. And to ensure that he was headed the right direction, therefore Hashem chose to guide Avraham blindly with the promise of Chareka to the land which I'll show you. As a result, he remained connected with Hashem each and every step of the way. Consequently, he deserved to be rewarded for each and every step, since he did not take a single step without recognizing Hashem's presence, 46, and in the hour remaining connected with him. The Torah tested this fact by stating, Gevaldik Pasuk, Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Olav Hashem. Avram went as he was instructed by Hashem. He remained connected with Hashem throughout his journey, so that Hashem would illuminate his eyes to head in the proper direction. It's a lesson for each and every one of us. We must strive to remain connected with Hashem throughout our lifelong journey. Moreover, whenever we encounter uncertainty of which path to choose, we should remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us before we were born, El Aretz Ashereka, that He would open our eyes so we would know which path to follow. Rabbosai, what we try to see here, my friends, is such a gewaldic insight in the mysterious march, both on the level of Avraham Avinu and the level of life. On the level of Avraham Avinu, to get tchar, a reward for the walking itself, upshot lesson for us, is that the walking, the ma'amatz, the effort we put into every mitzvah, is so greatly rewarded. Have that mindset, that this is a mitzvah itself, that I'm preparing the mitzvah, that it's elevating beyond the physical into the world of the spiritual. On the second level, Avraham Avinu was told to leave his family, to leave the negative influences. The leaving itself is what was rewarded, not just the entering into Eretz Yisrael. As the father of the nation, he's teaching us what Eretz Yisrael is all about, the Sfasemeth, Eretz HaNichnoim, Eretz Knan. You have to have bittul. You have to nullify yourself. If you knew where you were going, it's about me. I like it. I don't like it. I'll figure out the best way to get there. This had nothing to do with him. He was a merkava. He was a chariot to do Hashem's will. That's an ultimate level for us to reach, even if we don't understand, even if it makes sense. The same language is used by the Akedah to the place that I showed you. That's the essence of what the relationship between Avraham Avinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and that ultimately has to be our relationship. Whether things make sense to us or don't make sense to us, we know that Hashem is leading the way. On the second level, why did Avraham Avinu have to go through this? Because this is really a paradigm for life, that all of us have to struggle. All of us are in the dark. In order to really make something ours, we have to realize how dependent we are. We have to realize that I'm in the dark, that I don't know what the proper course is, and then be able to rely on Hashem, Akol Tzad Vashal, Al Ha'aretz Asher Eka. Hashem will show us the way. If I knew where I was going, I don't need to rely on Him. I know myself. Our lives are like this. Our lives are a mysterious march. Our lives are about, we don't know, mayulad yom, what will happen a day from now, and an hour from now, and a minute from now. It's totally out of our hands. So on the one hand, that's a little bit scary, and we try to be in control, and we try to plan, right? Everyone has a retirement fund, and this and that, and retirement house, whatever it is. Right? We try to be in control, but we know we're not in control. These hurricanes clearly showed us, you know, we're not in control. The weather shows us this. So many things show us this. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in life, there's so many crossroads of life, so much darkness that you're undergo, but I'm never leaving the neshama alone. This first pasuk is a directive to you and me. And come into this world and know, El Ha'aretz Asher Eka, I am going to direct you in every step of the way. But the prerequisite of that is to have a relationship with me. It's to be able to turn to me. It's to be able to know that sense of closeness. If you think you're in control, then you made no room for me. The Shlach Kadosh, how do we do this? Before we go on any project, before we go anywhere, we say with Hashem's help that Hashem should be with me. Bring Hashem into the picture as much as possible and recognize that He is directing you. Say Baruch Nefashos and think about the Chesronam, Baruch Hei Olamim. The deficiencies itself is the gift of God. And when we realize that everything that we have is really the gift of God and everything that we have is being directed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that He is the one who's leading us at every step of the way. So that we will, like Avraham Avinu, feel the promise, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, you shall be a blessing, and indeed, we should be zocha to such a bracha from being able to have this very close and intimate relationship with Hashem and feel at every step of the way, El Ha'aretz Asher Eka, that Hashem is showing us the land to go to.